A raucous sellout crowd greeted Donald Trump Friday night at the Sun Dome at the University of South Florida in Tampa. WUSF Steve Newborn was there and reports that the businessman turned Republican presidential candidate's rally attracted huge fans, vocal detractors.
Please welcome the next president of the United States, Mr. Donald J. Trump.
An estimated 10,000 people packed the USF basketball arena, while several thousand others who had snapped up the free tickets were turned away at the gate.
What an amazing event. You know, last night we were in Baton Rouge. We broke a record held for many years by Elton John, my friend Elton John. We had 12,000 and 4,000 or 5,000 outside. Tonight we have, I guess, much more than that, and we have thousands of people outside. So something's happening. Something's happening.
One person who did get in was Dennis Cocott of St. Petersburg. After listening to Donald Trump's hour-long campaign speech, Cocott says he still hasn't made up his mind.
So I still haven't made a final decision, but it's interesting to come and see what he has to say. I hear everybody out, the Republicans, Democrats, keep an open mind, and the jury's still out, but I like everything I hear, and tonight kind of reinforced that.
Before the rally, the throngs headed to the arena were greeted by several dozen people protesting against what they say are Trump's xenophobic stances.
No more wars, no more hate, Donald Trump, get out of our state!
That included Tori Stratus, a USF International Studies major from Orlando and a member of the university's Students for a Democratic Society.
We're out here protesting Donald Trump and his racist, queerphobic, anti-Muslim policies that he wants to implement.
Other students were more curious about hearing Trump for themselves. After the rally, USF junior Veronica Jordan says she never considered voting for Trump before, but she says that might change.
I do see him more as a kinder person, actually. He seems very more real than he does on TV. I saw a little bit of a nicer side of him, so it has me definitely thinking.
Jordan attended the event with her friend Dominique Newcomb. The 18-year-old college freshman says she appreciates Trump's statements on supporting veterans since her father was in the military.
He's not as scary in person. To be honest, I was terrified of him before I met him. I wasn't sure if there was anybody that he liked. I'm just scared that he's got such a temper. Like, that just really scares me to have that kind of temperament in a president, but I definitely like a lot of his ideas.
This was Trump's only scheduled campaign stop in Florida before heading back to South Carolina. But he's expected to pay a lot of attention to Florida and its Republican winner-take-all primary, which is being held on March 15th. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can check out photos and videos taken at the rally and listen to Trump's complete speech on our website, wusfnews.org.